Welcome to Legislative Report, today with Lancaster County Representative Steve Mentzer. Representative Mentzer, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is going to all 67 counties to hear from Pennsylvanians about legalization of recreational marijuana. Let me ask you, what are your thoughts on legalizing recreational marijuana?
Well, Greg, I think it's great when the public servants go out and try to get input from their constituents. Although I'm not sure all of our constituents, including myself, have all the facts on marijuana because it was a Class 2 drug and we didn't do any research on this. But the research that has been done in other countries shows that substantially large uses of marijuana can cause psychiatric problems. And in addition to that, we have no way of determining or no benchmark as to when someone gets in a car and starts driving, how much THC in their bloodstream is considered driving while under the influence of THC. So there are a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of questions that I'm not sure constituents can ask without the proper information. So at this point, there'd have to be a lot more information available before I could get even close to supporting something like recreational marijuana. But, you know, we'll see what Lieutenant Governor Fetterman comes back with.
Governor Wolf wants to raise Pennsylvania's minimum wage. What do you think of Governor Wolf's proposal to raise that wage?
I think the facts are that less than 2% of all the workers receive minimum wage. And out of that 2%, only 7% of the minimum workers even have children. And out of that all of the minimum wage workers, only 1% are single-parent workers. So my point is there are a lot of entry-level workers, a lot of youth workers learning their first job, learning how to get to work on time and basic things that are necessary for that first job training. And I certainly would hate to see that be eliminated because we raised the minimum wage and then companies went to eliminate those entry-level jobs. So at this point, I am not supportive of increasing the minimum wage, but if I'm outnumbered, I'm going to lobby very hard to exempt those entry-level and those student workers from any kind of increase in the minimum wage so that we don't eliminate those jobs.
Representative Mentzer, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.